the future of the Rescue 118 Coast Guard helicopter base at Sligo Airport was raised in the Dáil yesterday. TD Marian Harkins said there was massive concern that the Sligo base, which is the busiest in the country, may be dropped as a result of the current re-tendering process for such bases. And she said Sligo Airport was at a huge disadvantage in this regard because of the consistent lack of government funding to allow it to compete in the tendering process.
A pre-qualification tender for the provision of the Irish Coast Guard Aviation Service was published before Christmas, which specifies at least three bases nationally. Now, currently, there are four: Sligo, Shannon, Waterford and Dublin. Tánaiste, it is absolutely essential that the R118 emergency service continues to operate from Sligo Airport. For the past 2 years, on the basis of call-outs, Sligo is the busiest of the four national bases and covers an area from Galway to Belfast. Sligo is at a huge disadvantage in tendering, as the other six airports receive government funding. There is 159 million, including capital funding, allocated over the next 4 years, but Sligo is not included. So there's massive concern that Rescue 118 will be taken from Sligo.
Yeah, well, in his reply, the Tánaiste Éilí of Raker said while the contractual process was underway and he was limited in what he could say, it was the government's hope that the rescue service not be diminished, and he felt the government was happy with the present service.
I would like to say that what we expect to be the outcome, and a contractual process has to follow, is that we would anticipate that the outcome will be that there will continue to be four bases and it'll be the same four bases. I hope that can give people some reassurance that the government is very happy with the service that we have at the moment and wouldn't like to see it diminished.
Deputy Harkin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Niall, and to all your listeners.
So are you happy with Leo Fracker's reply, and does it dampen down any concerns you would have over the future of the Sligo base?
No, to be honest with you, Niall, I'm not one bit happy. And I know he couldn't go further than he did. But let's be clear about what's happening here. There are currently four bases. I listed them when I was speaking yesterday in the Dáil, and Sligo is one of them. The new tender that the government has put forward requires a minimum of three bases. So that means that any company, any tenderer, can tender for three bases, can decide what the three bases are. And the government has to deal with the tenders that come in front of it. So let's say it gets two tenders and Sligo's not included, or it's only in one of them. It is, you know, very possible. I go no further than that, but very possible that Sligo mightn't even be included in a tender. So that's where we're starting, Niall, here. And while the government might like that and might want that, you and I know that in 6 or 9 months' time, if I'm questioning the Taoiseach on the floor of the House about Sligo Airport, he will come back and say to me, well, look, we put the tender out there, we had to take what came in, and this is what came in, and there was nothing we could do because we have to stay at arm's length.
Okay.
My view of this is that, you know, they're always talking about balanced regional development. Let's put your money where your mouth is and make sure that they're looking for four bases and not three.
Okay, well, give us an explanation as to why Sligo so is at such a financial disadvantage in tendering here. Why is it not received the funding that other airports have in recent years?
Since 2011, Sligo Airport has not received, from 2011 to the end of last year, which is 10 years, Sligo has not received 1 cent of state funding because it was no longer part of the regional airport sector. All the other airports did, including Waterford, which stopped, I think, flights in 2016. And just to give you one comparison, and look, Niall, I'm not begrudging Waterford. Good luck to them. They ensured that their airport remained as part of the regional airport sector post-2016. But if you just look from 2007 to 2017, in comparison, in total funding, Sligo Airport received just over 1.13 million. Waterford Airport received 12.78 million. That's in that period of time. And since then, Waterford Airport has received funding. As I said, I don't begrudge it to them. But what I'm really concerned about is there's a big hoo-ha at the moment, or maybe Waterford might lose out. Well, the truth is, Niall, Sligo might lose out because the airport's future is determined by the fact that it hosts the search and rescue service. It has no government funding except 12, 15 months ago, you remember, I was on your show and various others, and I spoke several times in the Dáil about the fact that Sligo Airport needed funds to upgrade the airport because the Irish Aviation Authority had specified and mandated that works must be carried out so that it would have, you know, for safety reasons. That was done. And the government, it was 280,000, I think, was agreed on. Finally, they agreed to pay 200,000 in four instalments. And to date, 50,000 has been paid over. So that's what you're talking about since 2011. So Sligo is operating with not just one hand tied behind its back, but two. It's had no state money to bring the airport up to any, you know, extra.
Yeah.
But it's prudent management and pure determination by the board and the management and the staff of Sligo Airport that makes sure it has survived up to now.
Okay.
But when they're putting in their costs for search and rescue service, how can they compete with, you know, another airport that has had no commercial flights since 2016, that has received the kind of monies that I've spoken about, 12.78 million, over 10 years from 2007, whereas Sligo received 1.13.
Yeah. And despite, as you pointed out in the Dáil, Sligo being the busiest of the four bases currently.
Absolutely. Sligo is the busiest of all of the four bases, but it's the only base that has had to work on purely a commercial basis. And I think most people just look at Sligo Airport and think, oh yeah, there'll be a certain level of government funding or whatever. We would have no airport in Sligo if it weren't for the management and the board of management, who have, you know, absolutely worked might and main to ensure that that service remains there and that search and rescue is in Sligo. And as I said, you know, if you look on Twitter, what do you see trending? Waterford Airport. And there's been, you know, some interventions in the Dáil. And there's an issue, big issue about it. And people in Sligo need to understand that the search and rescue service provided, you know, in Sligo Airport, if that doesn't continue, the airport will close, because currently 85% of airport revenue comes from the contract to provide the busiest search and rescue service in the country, covering an area from Galway to Belfast. So while the Taoiseach is fine, you know, when he says, you know, this would be the government preference and that the four bases would remain, but I'm positive that if in 6 or 9 months' time, as I said, that turns out not to be the case, what will we be told? Oh, the legislation is such, the tendering legislation is such, that it's arm's length, we have to stand back, this is what happened, we tried our best, and that's useless to us here. So I do know that my colleagues, some of my colleagues, Gerard Crockwell and others in the Shannon, have asked for a proper debate on this, a proper business case approach, so that, and the documentation from the Department of Transport as to how they came up with the idea of a minimum of three bases. And can I just say one other thing, Niall? Mm. Even if the government said four bases, that at least would give Sligo a fighting chance. But even if they did, there is absolutely no guarantee that one of those four bases would be Sligo. Because remember, Sligo will be competing. Certainly in this part of the world, Waterford is now out of the regional airports sector since 2021, but all the other airports are. So Sligo is the one airport that is operating, with the exception of the measly 200,000, which won't even cover the works that needed to be done.